it's just unfortunate the way, you know, this deal went. And anytime you sign a big deal like that, you know, that's always a possibility. You know, you want to make your best year, your first year, your best year, and you go from there. But that wasn't the case. And now I'm prepared to go out and have the best season of my career this upcoming year. So now I should be going out to Cincinnati.
Michael, this is Kevin Gummy from Fox Sports Ohio. Hey, what have you learned through this whole experience just from this point last year to now?
I really, you know, learned a lot about myself, you know, like what makes me happy and how important just being happy, you know, is to the overall just health. You know what I'm saying? And relationships are important to me. I've had a lot of great relationships throughout my life with different people, and have been placed in my life for different reasons. And I've learned a lot of things. And you know, I've grown a lot. This last year was a character building year. All kind of a bad year. It was a character building year. And so I come back to Cincinnati with a different mindset, a different outlook on things, and I'm just overjoyed that they had an opportunity. Like, really, like, who gets an opportunity to do what I just done? You know, that's amazing, man. And, you know, I'm thankful for the Buccaneers for giving me an opportunity to come down there and learn and have some great coaches and great players as well to watch and learn from. So, sometimes it's good to be able to step away and get a different experience. You know, and see what you can learn and grow. And I'm gonna always cherish all the memories, you know, the highs and the lows. Because, you know, you can't appreciate the highs without the lows.
Hey, Mike, this is Coley Harvey from ESPN. Congratulations again, man. I just wanted to ask you, I know you had an injury kind of early in the last year. How much did that kind of affect the sport you did?
Man, you know, I'm not gonna make any excuses on anything. My production wasn't what it needed to be last year, you know, for whatever reason. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, I caught the high ankle sprain, second play of the first game. You know, it's a high ankle sprain. You can look around the league and people that get high ankle sprain and see what it can do. So, it was tough, and, you know, I tried to battle through it and whatnot, but, first thing, man, it is what it is. It's like, I wish I would have got another shot, come back and really show them what's capable of, but that's not the case. So, like I said, Cincinnati is going to get the best season of my career so far from me this year. So, it is what it is. You know, like I said, we've all kept in touch this whole time. And so, it's kind of like I never left. So, it's exciting, man. Like, we about to be a part of something that something special, and you know, and you got something special, you want to try to keep it going, and we got that up here. I'm excited to get back and just get it going again, man, and take it to a whole new level. So it's gonna be exciting, but we're all pumped up.
Mike, I remember talking to you after the playoff loss in your last game with the Bengals. How much does that, and really even the playoff losses before that, motivate you to
kind of want to
come back here almost like it's unfinished business a little bit?
Oh, no doubt. I saw a picture of me after the game, the Chargers game, sitting on the sideline, and I was like, dang, that's not the way I want to go out for my Bengals career. You know, so I don't want to go out like that, you know, and I'm not going to go out like that. So I get an opportunity, you know, to not go out like that, and I'm excited about that. Like, it's really a blessing, man. It's just a shoot, man. I'm excited. I'm thankful.
It's Michael. Obviously, last year wasn't the year you wanted to be. Geno Atkins also didn't have the kind of year everybody's used to seeing Geno, and he was coming back off an injury. Do you think, you know, as much success as your defensive line had when all you guys were all together, is it possible to recapture that?
Oh, we're gonna get that ass on. You know, so we've all had the opportunity Well, I had the opportunity to go out, you know what I'm saying, and do something different. And they've had the opportunity to do something different as well. And I feel like everybody knows that, you know, we play well together. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know why. We just do. We got that chemistry, that bond. You know, we chase each other in the group right now, making jokes and laughing. And that's what makes, I think that's what makes, you know, that's what makes things go like that. When you got that relationship with somebody off the field, but, you know, you care about them and care about you, and y'all, it's like brothers, man. Like, you know, you go to bats for each other. Like, it's, unless you've been a part of something like that, it's really kind of hard to understand, you know.
So are you going to try to get 93 back? Is there going to be a deal made with Will Clark? Or?
Nah, that's his number. He can have it. I'm aging 90. I'm not the guy that left. I'm coming back. I'm going to be better.